All right, all you kids, come on in and sit down. Sit down. Now, quiet, quiet, quiet. I know. Yeah. What's going to happen and when you going to be able to go off and enjoy some nice ice cream? I'll get you that. But first, let me tell you something about the 9th Cavalry and the 10th Cavalry, all right? Now, you're looking at me and you're saying, gee, how come this man is up there? He's going to be telling us this story. And what's it about? Well, it's about the Buffalo Soldiers. Now, wait a minute. Don't you look at me like with no stare on your face. Buffalo Soldiers, what's that? Well, there's colored soldiers. Well, they're black soldiers. Yeah. You know what it is. But they were African-American soldiers in the United States Army at the turn of the century, not this century, but the previous century. Now, they wanted to serve their country. They just itching to serve, but they hadn't been allowed to serve it until after the Civil War. Now, they were formed into two regiments, the 9th and 10th, and two infantry regiments, the 24th and 25th, after the Congress. You know them folks in Washington, D.C.? Yeah. They're senators and congressmen. I got a story about them you want to hear. But anyhow, there were congressmen and senators. They made a little scratching on some paper, and they said, okay, this is law that created the 9th and 10th Cavalry. Now, that means that they ride, and the 24th and 25th Infantry, after some fiddling around with some other regiments, they consolidated them, and they were infantry troops made up of colored troops to be commanded by white officers. Yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't figure that no colored officers could command them. But now you had these four regiments of individuals who were able to go out and do the do. Now, they did this in 1866, and they sent them out west. Yeah, they did. And when they got out west, they said, all right, you're going to go ahead and go out and do well and create the peace. But you have to understand, children, to create the peace, that meant that they were ex-slaves put out in the west. Now, you know, you're all young and you are black, white, and everything else are all colors of the rainbow. And so you don't know what it must have been like to be an all-white group of children looking up and seeing a regiment of all-black troops. But I tell you, it was something to behold. Yes, it was. So you had these troops, and they were marching on horseback for the cavalry. I'm going to stick to the cavalry because I'm a cavalry man myself. And the officers had delegated to the NCOs, that's non-commissioned officers, and they did all of the yelling and barking. And so they said, company, 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 halt, ooh. And they were individuals who got off their horses. Oh, they were wonderfully tall and strong. And let me describe them for you. You know, they stood about 6 foot tall, all of them. And they had the blue sack coat. And they had the striped pants. And even if they were non-commissioned, they had striped pants. And if they was slick sleeve, meaning privates, they had no stripes on their pants. But every pants was iron. Yeah! It was iron, children, and they looked magnificent. Oh, they sure did. So there it was, standing there tall, and the horses just stood tall and proud. Yes, they did. And so they said, all right, have the troops move on off and file their line of fire. So they were able to move on off in complete rows, and they were ready to take on the first amount of orders. And the first orders was when they went out to fight was to form a line and to get down and to wait until the enemy came in and then to engage them. Now, I know. Look, Antoine, I know that you are a Native American and you say, well, wait a minute, you gonna have me being the enemy? And that's only for the sake of the story. Because you see, after we had a battle, you became a friend. You see, Every enemy that the United States Army has fought has eventually became a friend. So while the Indians were the enemy, they formulated a line and they fought the enemy tooth and nail. And after they had finished fighting them, they became friends. Now you have to understand what it was like to become friends with your enemy. You had to learn something about them, and that's what these Buffalo soldiers did. They learned how to create a way of communication with the enemy. And that even includes some of the white folks, because some of the white folks were the enemy. But the way they did with the white folks is that they learned how to read and write. Yeah, that's right. Because you see, these Buffalo soldiers were the first U.S. cavalry soldiers to learn how to read and write. You see, before that time, they didn't worry about teaching those soldiers how to read and write. No, they didn't teach them that at all. So you had all of these folk who didn't know how to read and how to write. But they said, well, we can't have them men going out there not knowing how to read and write. How's it going to look? So we want to be able to promote them to sergeant and promote them to officers. But the men did not have the ability to read and write. So you know what they did? They said to the chaplain, look, chaplain. And then the chaplain said, yeah, what you want? He said, chaplain, you're going to have to teach these men how to read and how to write in their free time. He said, teach them how to read and write in their free time. So what do you say? Yes, sir. You want us to teach the soldiers how to read and write in their free time. And that's exactly what they did. So here you have the Buffalo soldiers. These are black soldiers now. They taught them how to read and how to write, and they didn't worry about no white soldiers. So you had these men of color being able to read and write, and that was unique. So here you have these black men who used to be slaves. Now they were soldiers and they knew how to read and write. They were able to fight and they fought the Indians and they called them Buffalo soldiers as a result of respect. Yeah, they didn't call them Buffalo because of their hair. No, they didn't. But they called them Buffalo soldiers and they were able to make the difference in all of the engagements that the United States Army fought from the early days at the end of the Civil War all the way up and through the wars until to the last war that they fought as a group was the World War II. Then after World War II, during Korea, they said, all right, we need to turn them into a honorary unit. And they took away their designation of the 10th Cavalry and the 9th Cavalry and the 24th and 25th Infantry, and they made them a part of the United States Army. Before then, they said, United States Colored Troops. So now you had an army of folks integrated with the white folk. And they were all part of the United States Army. Now, I got some more to tell you, but we're going to get into that right after we've had a mess. Line up in a file of twos. Ready? Attend. Hut. Move out with a column of twos. Stand by. Stand fast. March. Hip, 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 hip. Buffalo soldier. Buffalo soldier, buffalo, buffalo.